Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. So I want to talk about chemistry. What is it with chemistry? Why is it so elusive? It's that special sauce. It's that strange little je ne sais quoi. I don't know. That just, you know, you can't put your finger on it. For the life of me, like, I've tried to figure it out. Even with guys that, you know, straight up, on paper, are my type. I mean, I do have a certain type. Not that I don't stray or vary from that. You know, I mean, definitely I'm just a lover of men. But when somebody you meet, like, fits that box and you get into bed with them, and for all intents and purposes, you should have that. I mean, you should just be fucking each other like crazy. And that doesn't happen. I mean, what is that? Like, literally, what the hell is that? So I want to give a specific example. I recently went to another state. This was a guy that I met, and we'd been, you know, going back and forth on trying to get together for, you know, quite a while. And we finally found some time to, you know, make it happen. And I'm totally pumped because, you know, I mean, he's A, gorgeous. B, I mean, just my physical type, dark hair, beautiful blue eyes. I know I have a, you know, I know there's a guy already on the website who I call Clark, you know, who looks like Clark Kent. No, this guy literally looks like Clark Kent. He really is tall, dark, and handsome. And amazing body. Great guy. Wonderful, you know, host. A complete gentleman. You know, I mean, opens my doors. I mean, just every fucking thing, hitting on all cylinders. Great conversation. You know, we have so many similarities where we're at, you know, in our lives, you know, kind of our core values, you know, just an interesting guy. Like, I think I connected with him like the same way I did with HJ. Just like, this is somebody I would definitely be friends with, you know? And if I wasn't on my sexual road trip, like, this guy's like dateable. He's definitely dating material. Not that I'm not saying that's where his hit, what he wants or where his head's at, but, you know, he's that kind of, you know, he's the kind of guy that when I'm in a different mindset, you know, that's what he qualifies for. He's special. And now comes the kicker. The most amazing, perfectly thick, the perfect thickness cock I can remember ever, maybe. I mean, just like the thickness, it was so fucking hot. So the sex itself felt amazing. The way, you know, when his cock went in, it's so big, like, it's pulling, like, the outer part of my pussy, like, dragging it in and filling me up. I couldn't believe the feel, that feeling. It was amazing. I mean, just, it's hard to even describe how great it felt. There was something chemistry-wise off. And I don't know if it was situational. I almost feel like I want to call him up and say, listen, I want to redo. Like, I'm not buying this bullshit. Something was off. Mercury was in retrograde. There's some explanation for this because for all other intents and purposes, for everything that's obvious, this should not be so. And damn it, you know, I don't want it to be so. But unfortunately, I think it is. It is what it is. And that's the thing I'm still trying to figure out. And that's the thing that always, you know, I know it. And I know it inherently, but when you come across it, you know, you say chemistry is hard to put your finger on, it's elusive, blah, 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 blah. And you use that a lot of times as you know, as a convenient thing to tell somebody why, you know, you're not feeling it for them because, and it's true, but, you know, to see it in action, like really, really in action, it boggles my mind. I'm not going to lie. Like I know that sometimes the stars just don't line up. It's just not going to happen. But damn it. Damn it. Why did it have to be? Why couldn't he just have like a skinny, thin little cock? Not like the perfect cock. You meet a guy with the most amazing thick cock. And you're not going to do him again. It's a one hit wonder. Fuck. Why? I don't like that. But, you know, such is life. I still, you know, I mean, certainly there's been guys where I should not have had chemistry with them. I don't know why I did. You know, I mean, those sometimes guys that you don't even, you know, I found guys that initially I just flat out was not attracted to. And I've said, I'm not attracted to you. No, no, no. And then they finally, somehow they wrangle you into the bedroom and they fucking rock your world. And you're like, oh my God, you're fucking gorgeous. You start, you know, you get your girl goggles on, you know, you get overwhelmed with lust and you're like, ah, yes, just fuck me. Don't speak. Just fuck me. We don't need to talk about anything. We don't need to relate at all. We can just meet and screw. But, you know, and you just have that hot physical chemistry. And I don't know why that is. I wish I knew what the combination was. It is chemical though. I mean, I don't know what else it could or couldn't be because, you know, sometimes, you know, it really just is or it isn't. And that's why, you know, I always want to meet and have a little bit of time with someone before I screw them because that tells me a lot. I can, you know, usually I'm not wrong. If I spend time with them first, I don't, you know, I don't end up not having that chemistry. That doesn't happen in the bedroom. In this instance, we live in different states. So we really just had, you know, phone conversations and texting to go on. And all of that was great. And, you know, and his voice and everything on the phone, that's all good. But I, you know, I wonder if we would have met in person first, if we would have said, you know, there's not a strong chemistry. And I'm not even saying that, I'm not saying that it was one-sided. I mean, it takes two to tango. I would assume that, you know, he probably felt that it was off too. One funny little side note though about this encounter was, I don't think the condom really fit his thick cock really right. And so it had kind of gotten pushed down to, you know, it was only like covering like three quarters of the shaft. And at the end of it, there was like this huge, you know, where the reservoir tip goes, there was like this huge, like ball, you know, down there of extra just condom. And as it's going as we're going in and out of me, it's making these funny noises. I swear that thing was like filling up with air. And, you know, I mean, we could have made balloon animals out of the extra material that was like down, stuck on the end of that thing. And it just was like, at one point I was laughing. I'm like, do you want to fix that? Do you want to stop and fix that thing? Because I'm, you know, it's a little, I'm trying to come here and this is a little distracting. The, you know, the squeaky noises we're making, you know, it's like a dog toy. Like, what the fuck's going on? Anyway, but, you know, again, the whole thing was, you know, was so much fun. And we went out, we just had a great time. And I'm so disappointed. Damn it. Why does this shit happen? I would love to like set this guy. I've got to like set this guy up. I got to find somebody. Like, who do I know? Because this guy's a gem. I hate to see him just like drift off into the sunset. But I mean, somebody has to fucking tap that, you know? Oh, my heart is broken that I don't get to. I won't probably be fucking that again, but, you know, oh well, such is life. Anyway, but that's my little talk there on chemistry. I know it to be true. And then you have these times and these encounters where, you know, it just, boom, there it is. That's a perfect example right there. Somebody who physically everything, check, 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 checks all the boxes on paper. Yes. I mean, this is a go. And then it's what a surprise. You get into the bedroom and, you know, our little dynamic just wasn't fucking hot like I thought it was. And I'm still thinking about it. This was last week. I'm still thinking about it because I can't understand it. I cannot make heads or tails of it. And I'm a very logical person. Like things have to make sense. And I kind of live a lot in a black and white world. So when I come across something like this, I'm like, my mind wants to solve it. My mind wants to, you know, like a Rubik's cube. I've just got to fucking figure it out, figure out the puzzle. But I don't think that's going to happen. So anyway, there you have it. Again, thanks for listening. And questions or comments, please send them to CuriousGirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.